What up, Nick Riders? This is episode number 5 of the still as yet unnamed Audio Boo podcast that was formerly Twinkie Beyond, which is a piss poor podcast, which ranged from 25 to 55 minutes, and none of it was content. It was all terrible, and it's still terrible. At least this way, you're getting less terrible with only 5 minutes. And actually, you know what? Doing this reminds me of when I had that little experiment back in Twinkie Beyond days when I was doing the Daily Digest, which I think only lasted maybe about 10 days, where I would actually record about, you know, 5 minutes every day. But this way, now I have an iPhone and I have the app to do this. It's just easier. There's no editing. There's no Audacity. There's no iTunes involved. It's just save, upload, boom, done. So that's why this is more doable, and I'd really like to do these once a day. And you know, I was thinking about it. 5 minutes, man. It's not very much time, but when you're doing this, it really is a lot longer than you would think. And that's why I have like a lot of respect for other podcasters who don't just say and buffer and shit. They actually give you content and. Talk radio, you know, I have respect for all those people who can do that shit, because it ain't easy. And that's not to say I'm a professional talker or whatever, but if I were to do like a review of a video game, it would take me 30 seconds. It would be, hey, it's terrible, don't buy it, and it's great. You know, those would be my two reviews, buy it or don't buy it. And I don't know how, you know, Brett of the former Wicked Pizza podcast could do that, talk for, you know, 15 minutes about one game. I just don't get it. It's good that people can do that. They have the gift of gab, but I can't do that. I can talk about random whatever shit. You know, in my everyday life, I go on rants about just stupid shit that I'm pissed about, and it's never recorded, and it's never going to be good if I redo it on here. So I really have to catch it on here very spontaneously, because I get really heated about shit that I don't like in real life. But if it's something like this, it feels a little planned, even though I try not to think about what I'm going to talk about before I turn on the iPhone. I never did that for the podcast. I would think maybe like, oh, you know what, let's talk about Rock Band. But I would never think about, you know, the tangents that I would go on, like, ever, because if you think about where you're going to go with it, you lose sight, and it becomes a 30-second review rather than a 15-minute review. You know what? That might be the secret. Who knows? I know last episode I said I wanted to talk about, you know, food shows like Man vs. Food and No Reservations and Three Sheets and Drinking Made Easy, stuff like that. And I kind of thought about it before I turned on the Audio Boo app. And then I thought, oh man, it's only going to take, you know, a minute and a half. So, seeing as that I only have a minute and a half, I'm going to take that time to do that. So, if you don't have the Travel Channel or History Channel, Food Network, or whatever, you're missing out, because those are awesome channels. The Travel Channel is actually really cool. It shows you places you'll never go because you can't afford to, but it has great food shows and interesting characters on there. People I don't like. I like Anthony Bourdain, even though he's just kind of a creepy old man. But Zimmern, I don't know his first name, but he's a bald, super flamboyant dude. I hate him. And then there's a dude named something Richmond. He does Man vs. Food, where basically he eats about 1,000 pounds of food every episode, and I don't know how he doesn't die every third episode. I think these guys all had the right idea, and Zane Lamprey doing Three Sheets, where he goes around drinking beer and liquor from different parts of the world and the U.S. and giving history on it, which is really cool. It's really everything's put in layman's terms. It's awesome. You learn a little history about beer and alcohol. And I think these guys all had a brilliant idea, which is, shit, how can I get drunk or eat for free? And they made their shows, and then they just kept on going with it. And then, like, the dude Man vs. Food, he got re-upped. And he realized it was a terrible idea, because now he's going to die before the fourth season. And this is going to end in 10 seconds. I guess I didn't have enough time to do that. So, you know what? TwinkieBeyond@gmail.com, audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond, twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond. Fuck yourself!